More now on the debate over the Geneva Conventions. Many political analysts say the battle between Republican senators and President Bush means trouble for the president, but not so fast, says Slate chief political writer John Dickerson. This fight may actually help Mr. Bush in the coming election. John spoke with Alex a short time ago.
John Dickerson, how does the Geneva Conventions fight help President Bush at this point?
Well, to the extent that the president has been trying to reframe the political debate from one about the daily problems in Iraq to a larger one about the global war on terror, he's now in the middle of a fight with John McCain and the other senators about the question of what to do with these awful terrorists. The news cycle is consumed with questions about this fight and back and forth, and what people are not talking about as much is what's happening in Iraq.
The lead story in the Washington Post today, troop levels are higher than expected at least through spring of next year. But that's just the Post. There is a lot of political attention indeed to this question of Geneva Conventions.
That's right. And the news also in the New York Times, there's a story about the White House worrying about the Maliki government in Iraq. So the news hasn't completely gone away. But if we see the remaining days before the election as a struggle between the Republicans trying to talk about the global war on terror, the bigger threat from extremism, and Democrats trying to talk about the daily situation in Iraq, the job for the White House is to keep the conversation on that larger issue, and that's what this fight over the Geneva Convention, this fight with John McCain, which the press can't resist, that's what that fight is more about, and not about this notion and this truth now that troops are going to be in Iraq for longer than people had been saying before.
When you say the press can't resist the story about a fight with Senator McCain, how about Senator McCain resisting it? What's in this for him?
Well, when you talk to McCain's folks, they didn't want this fight. And I think they're telling the truth when they say that. McCain has been trying to court conservatives in preparation for a presidential run. And this has got conservatives all stirred up and angry once again at McCain. He'd already angered them before in backing the wrong position on immigration. So he's got work to do with conservatives, and this sets him back. The thing for McCain is, though, that this is an issue that he's just not going to move on. He thinks that if you mess with the Geneva Convention, you do irreparable harm to the United States and its moral position in the world. And that's his central view, and basically there's no arguing him off of it.
Does this grow out of his own experience as a POW held by the Vietnamese all those years ago during the Vietnam War, or is there something else driving him, do you think?
That's certainly part of it. Though when you talk to his aides, and I've been talking to them for a long time about McCain, they talk about his ability to distance himself from that period. And it's why he could support many years ago normalizing relations with Vietnam. So it's not consuming him in this question. But of course, and he talks about how the Geneva Convention helped him at a certain point in his captivity. But I think the larger issue for him, really, and this is in fact somewhere where he is in fact in concert with the president, is if we are going to make a moral case against extremism, we cannot water down our relationship with this treaty that hasn't been messed with for almost 60 years.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, on the political battles over the Geneva Conventions. John, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.